You're listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. Guy Flaming, Taylor Medic with you. It's a maiden Monday here on The Pipeline Show. Oil Kings in action tomorrow, so we get bumped to Monday. It means we crank metal. Reminder, all our guests join us courtesy of the Axe Hole Hotline. Date night, birthdays, divorce parties, stags and stagettes, team building, or just because. Release your inner Viking at Axe Hole. Indoor axe throwing. Visit axehole.ca. We're going to head out to Ontario, and Ryan Yessie from hockeyprospect.com is going to join us. We're going to talk about a trio of guys eligible for the 2016 draft, and we're going to talk about three guys that are eligible for the 2017 draft as well, and one of those is Gabe Vilardi of the Windsor Spitfires. Take a listen to him in action.
Good shot, bumps. Vilardi picks up that loose puck. Vilardi in tight, good hands, drives to the net, still loose, so Pilka kicks it back! Vilardi will score!
Our pleasure to have Ryan Yessie from HockeyProspect.com back on the Pipeline Show. How are you tonight, Ryan?
I'm doing great. You know, the last segment when you guys said you're going to talk 2016 draft with a mini mite, I was going to say, I don't know what Mark's telling you, but I'm not that short.
Good one. No, we saved that for Alex DeBrinket. We'll hear from him later on in the second hour of our show tonight. Let's get to some of those guys for this year's draft with you, though. And I'm going to start with Boris Tkachuk from the Sioux Greyhounds. And maybe I'm not saying that correctly, but I like to say it that way because it sounds Klingon, which I know you've never heard of Klingons, apparently, Ryan. So I'm the big nerd in this conversation. But what can you tell us about Tkachuk?
Boris Tkachuk, he went into game one there questionable because of a potential concussion. And they're worried about his orbital bone, potential broken nose. But I'll tell you what, he went into first shift of the game, he was flying in the corners. He's been one of the best players in this series. He's such a hard-working player. He competes, but he's also got a lot of offensive skills, so he's dangerous in front of the net, particularly. He's got a good size frame. He's well positioned in the offensive zone, which allows him to get into a lot of good situations, and he moves the puck well. And I mean, when you look at a guy out there for the Sioux like Sinishin and the type of year that he had last year, you look at a guy like Tkachuk, who I believe has pretty similar numbers, but the difference with him is he just goes into every battle so competitive. He works hard. He's got two-way ability. So in some ways, when you look at long-term projection, I feel like Tkachuk might actually end up being the better player out of those two.
Just based on work ethic, that blue-collar kind of bring your lunch pail to work kind of thing?
Yeah, it's that mixed in with the skill. I mean, he went at almost a point per game in his first season in the OHL, and he's got 3 goals in 6 games in the playoffs, and all of those have been pretty big goals, and they've been kind of a showcase for his talent because he has great hands, he has a good shot, but he's also smart and well positioned, and one of the things that Mark preaches with this company is smarts and skill, and he's got both of them along with size and work ethic. So he's a real complete package type of guy.
He's got ties to Russia as well. Is that was he born over here? Did he live back and forth? Do you know what the background story is?
I know that he has a Russian background. He played minor midget with the Waterloo Wolves. I know his Twitter handle is Russian Rocket or something like that. So I know he's got the Russian background. I remember hearing about it in minor midget, but he's, to my knowledge, the last couple of years of his minor hockey were played in Waterloo.
Okay. Hasn't played internationally for anybody yet, as far as I can tell. Maybe we'll ask Ryan Jankowski about that when he comes on the show in a couple of segments from now. Let's go to another player that with another Russian name, and this one is Russian, Mikhail Sergachev, and I know they call him Misha in Windsor. Big defenseman with some first-round potential. What do you like about him?
Absolutely. He's a big two-way defenseman. I think he definitely leans a little more towards the offensive game. He rushes the puck extremely well for a 6'3 defenseman. He's creative. He's smart on the point. He knows when to pinch off the point. And he's got this play. He's done it a bunch of times. It's led to a bunch of goals for him. Is he'll fake out the guy at the high point, and he'll walk in, beat the defender, and then he'll pick the corner. His wrist shot's very accurate, and it's hard, and he's deceptive because he'll come in off the point, he'll walk in, but he's also a good passer. So he's that guy where you never know what he's really going to do. And then defensively, he's a physical guy. He's tough to get around. He works down low, so he's got that ability to that two-way game that, you know, he's going to be battling with Ulevi from London and Chychrun from Sarnia. And for me personally, like, he's just solidified being the top defenseman ahead of those guys for me in this draft.
Interesting. So ahead of both the Ulevi and Jacob Chychrun for you?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We'll have to look to see what the where he comes out on the final rankings. Is that a unanimous thing for HockeyProspect.com, or is that still to be decided?
It's been a great debate all season because all three of those guys are very talented. They're all big defensemen, and we've been going back and forth a lot with these guys because they're so tight. I mean, Ulevi's so smart and such a great skater, and Chychrun came into this year, and he hasn't played as well as the other two, but he's got so much upside that it's been a lot of fun watching these guys. I live in London, so I've been able to see a lot of Windsor, a lot of Sarnia, and a lot of London. So it's been great watching these three guys, and it's been a real good debate for us all season long.
Ryan Yessi from HockeyProspect.com is our guest, joins us courtesy of the Axhole Hotline. You're in London. That means you also get to see a lot of Max Jones, and maybe not lately with that big suspension, but tell me about Max Jones and the pros and the cons, because I've heard a bit of both for him this year.
Yeah, well, we won't be seeing Max Jones the next round, that's for sure. Yeah, the pros for him is he's got this excellent combination of deceptive speed, size, strength, and scoring ability. He's got a heavy shot. It's very powerful. He needs to work on the accuracy a little bit. His skating, when you watch him at first, you don't really think his skating's that good, but he's got that deceptive speed that when he turns it up, he'll catch the defenseman flat-footed, and I've seen him do it plenty of times. And then he's got the hands and the shot to be very dangerous in the goal area. He's physical. When he's playing his physical game, he just punishes the opposition. He makes guys not want to go after that puck. And that physical game, that forecheck pressure, has caused a lot of turnovers. Now, the negative is, you know, he'll get off his game. And one of the things that bothers me the most is the diving, which has started to become very well documented through the second half of the season. Mm. It's something I never saw him do with Detroit Honeybaked in the midget program. I never saw him do it in the U.S. program, and we didn't see him do it at the start in London, and I don't know at what point he's got in his head to do this, but he's been nailed for it several times the second half of the season. And for me, when I'm watching him, it kind of takes him away from his style of game, because his style of game is so, you know, head-first, hard-working, battle, use your size, and when he starts getting that way, it takes away from some of the elements that makes him such a valuable player. So it's a really frustrating thing, but that's where you got to be a scout and go, you know, this is really frustrating watching this, but when he gets around pro guys, they're not going to put up with that stuff. So you're projecting him 4, 5, 6 years down the line, and so you try and put that out of your head, so you can only penalize him so much for that kind of stuff.
For sure. Ryan Yessi joining us here on the Pipeline Show, breaking down some guys for the 2016 draft. Now let's look ahead to next year in the 2017 draft. And three players we're going to speak about. Let's start it off with the guy we heard in the clip, and that's Gabe Vilardi from the Windsor Spitfires. I don't know anything about these guys yet, so bring me up to speed what you like.
Yeah, Gabriel Vilardi is a big two-way forward for the Windsor Spitfires. He was our second-ranked prospect. He went second overall to the Spitfires. They've done a great job developing him, giving him good ice, giving him good players to play with, and it's really helped him out. We talk about how important smarts is, and this guy is just brilliant at both ends of the ice. He's the type of guy that knows where to go in the offensive zone. He wins battles. He's well-positioned. What he did in the Kitchener series is they threw him out on the top power play unit, and he made life absolutely difficult for the Rangers netminder Carty there, and it resulted in a couple goals. He knows how to screen the goaltender. He can get a stick on shots, and when the play moves over to the wing, he's able to back up a little bit and give himself some space and open himself up for a chance. But at the same time, they throw him out in defensive situations on the penalty kill. He wasn't afraid to block shots, and for a 16-year-old to be an effective penalty killer, and dangerous on the power play. He's a really exciting guy to watch going into next season.
Second overall pick by the Spitfires in the Ontario Hockey League priority selection. So, and he's 6'2" and over 180, 185-ish pounds. This is a guy we should be considering as the first round potential next year?
Absolutely. I think this is a guy that, could very well work his way into the top 10 for next season's draft.
Okay, excellent. Lots can change, obviously, before this June, let alone June 2017. So let's talk about Jacob Paquette from the Kingston Frontenacs.
Yeah, Jacob Paquette was a huge favorite for our entire OHL draft staff. And, I mean, we just put our guide out today for our OHL draft. And last year, Paquette was the guy that our whole team just unanimously, we loved him. 6'2", over 200-pound defenseman from the Ottawa area. He played for the Ottawa Junior 67s. We had him ranked 15th, and that was behind a couple non-committal Americans. So if we're doing an actual draft list, he would have been 12, 13. He was drafted 31st overall by the Kingston Frontenacs, and he's one of the biggest steals of the draft. On that veteran team, I mean, they're going for a championship run, and usually those 16-year-olds get pushed down. They get sitting down.
Right.
Paquette has played top 4 minutes. He's played in all game situations as a 16-year-old on a contending team.
Wow.
He's physical. He's a smart puck mover. And another one of those guys that's just smart at both ends of the ice.
Wow, that's pretty rare to have that combination of youth and size and logging that much ice time. That's pretty interesting for Jacob Paquette. Last guy on the list is Isaac Ratcliffe, who plays for the Guelph Storm. The Storm had a pretty down year, but he's one of those bright spots.
Yeah, he had kind of a freak injury in a warm-up, which kind of affected his development for a little bit there earlier on in the season, but he really got rolling as the season winded down, and the Storm started playing their young guys a lot with their with the new coach that they got in there, and he was playing second line. They're giving him a lot of opportunity. He's a guy who, when we talk about projecting talent, this guy's a perfect example of it. He's 6'4". He's a pretty decent skater for that size. He's got great hands. He's got good playmaking ability, which is tough to see in a lanky 6'4" forward. But he's skilled with the puck. He's just one of those guys that needs that seasoning and needs that time. And, I mean, he was drafted 15th overall. He was inside our top 10. I believe we had him 6th or 7th, I don't know, I can't remember off the top of my head which one it was, but he was way up there for us, and he's a perfect example of a guy who, you know, we're not ranking him for this year, we're not ranking him for last year, we're ranking him for next year and the year after that, when he fully develops into his body, and he's such a dangerous offensive player, and as he grows and develops, he's going to become a real star for the Guelph Storm, we believe.
That's Isaac Ratcliffe for the Guelph Storm. Ryan, as always, we appreciate your time. When does the Black Book come out? Do we know yet? Late May, early June?
Yeah, late May, early June. We haven't set a date yet, but it usually comes out within a week or so after the Memorial Cup ends.
Okay, well, I'm chomping at the bit, all ready to get my hands on that. It's a beauty for sure. Thanks for doing this, Ryan. We look forward to having you on again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. That's Ryan Jesse, and go to hockeyprospect.com and get up to speed on all the guys. They do a great job of putting their scouting reports on the website too, breaking down games and players that they watched. You can check all of that out at hockeyprospect.com, and you can see all the subscription options there as well.